A Series of Unfortunate Events. Book the Fourth. The Miserable Mill. By Lemony Snicket. This recording has been made possible due to the fundraising of the staff and pupils of Heathfield, the junior school to Rishworth School, and is in memory of Mr. Hugh Pond, headmaster from 1951 to 1972.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
To Beatrice. My love flew like a butterfly, until death swooped down like a bat. As the poet Emma Montana McElroy said, that's the end of that. Chapter 1. Sometime during your life, in fact very soon, you may find yourself reading a book, and you may notice that a book's first sentence can often tell you what sort of story your book contains. For instance, a book that began with the sentence, "Once upon a time there was a family of cunning little chipmunks who lived in a hollow tree," would probably contain a story full of talking animals who get into all sorts of mischief. A book that began with the sentence, "Emily sat down and looked at the stack of blueberry pancakes her mother had prepared for her, but she was too nervous about Camp Timbertops to eat a bite," would probably contain a story full of giggly girls who have a grand old time. And a book that began with the sentence, "Gary smelled the leather of his brand new catcher's mitt and waited impatiently for his best friend Larry to come around the corner," would probably contain a story full of sweaty boys who win some sort of trophy.